A few years ago, there was a popular television program entitled, Who Do You Trust? It was a comedy type of program which dealt with one's confidence in his personal ability. The question has a more serious connotation when applied in the realm of religion. Whom do you trust, yourself or God? The man who trusts in himself will come to the same cynical attitude as the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes. Having tried wealth, accomplishments, sensual delights, and learned pursuits, he concluded, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." We would say, "Life is empty and without meaning." But a totally different conclusion is reached by the man who trusts in God. Patient trust in God is the antidote to all fretting and discontent. The subject of trust in God, rather than oneself, is dealt with in Psalm 37. The divine imperative, trust in the Lord and do good, is one of five guidelines given in the Psalm. When conscientiously followed, these principles will direct your life into the way of holiness and spiritual productivity. Here they are, guidelines for godly living. Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord is the remedy for fretting. Delight in the Lord is the antidote to gloom. Commitment to the Lord is the answer to indecision. Rest in the Lord is the solution to fretful impatience. Wait on the Lord is a sure way to overcome haste and to receive His aid. Examine the admonition of Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What does it mean to trust? Trust is the very essence of faith. To trust in the Lord means to have faith in Him. It infers a personal confidence in His honesty, integrity, and reliability. The essential meaning of trust in the Lord is that of reliance upon a person. The Spirit is expressed by the Apostle Paul when he writes, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." It is safe to trust in the Lord. God is worthy our confidence. He is omnipotent and cannot fail. He is faithful and will not forsake. He is loving and never loses interest. No one who has trusted Him has ever been left forlorn. No wonder the Bible testifies, "Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust." Trust in God has a twofold idea of reliance upon and movement toward Him. Trust is based upon a personal acquaintance. Trust will result in an increasing familiarity. The more one trusts God, the more his trust is assured, and the more he is able to trust. God is faithful. Observe particularly the object of our trust. Underscore the title, Lord. God's imperative to us is trust in the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 8 declares, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." The Bible emphasizes that for faith to be valid, God must be its object. The Lord, whom we are admonished to trust, is the sovereign God of the universe. So why then is He called Lord and not God in Psalm 37? The same person may be called by different names depending upon his relationship with the person addressing him. For instance, here is a lawyer who sits upon the bench of a court. Those who appear before him call him Judge and address him by the exalted title, Your Honor. When he goes home, his wife calls him husband and addresses him by the intimate title, darling. His children call him father and address him by the affectionate title, daddy. His neighbor calls him Mr. Jones and addresses him by the personal name, John. Now, each is correct. Each is addressing the man by the title determined upon the basis of their relationship with him. So is God called by many names in the Bible. Psalm 37 calls him Lord. This is his name when emphasis is placed on his redemptive purpose and his covenant-keeping faithfulness. The imperative, trust in the Lord, is saying, trust the God who redeems you and preserves you in grace. It is safe to trust such a God. He is your Savior. So be sure He is the object of your trust. Now, what will be the experience as we trust Him? Well, in scope, your trust in God must be with all your heart and in all your ways. Hear this admonition. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust God in everything. You should trust God's guidance. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You should trust God's provision. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You should trust God's presence, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. You should trust God's purpose. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. In duration, you should trust God so long as you live. A wise admonition is recorded in Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Can you ever imagine a time when it would not be better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man? I cannot. God has kept covenant with believing men in generations past. He does not change. Therefore, it is safe to trust Him today. Never cease to trust God until He gives you a reason, and you will never cease to trust Him. In expression, trust in God will produce a life of good works. Hence the admonition is, trust in the Lord and do good. A great Christian hymn expresses the thought for us, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. What benefits follow upon our trust in God? The benefits of faith are too many to enumerate, but here are four. You may add others from your own experience and study of the Bible. First, trust in the Lord produces peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 reads, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Calm assurance blesses him who trusts in the Lord. Secondly, trust in the Lord assures safety. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And again, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Third, trust in the Lord blesses with stability. God promised Israel, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Now, to dwell in the land meant to enjoy national independence and individual freedom. Fourth, trust in the Lord brings provision. Thou shalt be fed, God promises. But the promise is for much more than mere food. It speaks of the pastoral care of God over His people. God obligates Himself personally to be with and provide for those who trust Him. Whom do you trust? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So offer this prayer with me. Lord, I believe you want the best for me. I place my life at your disposal, trusting you to do what you know should be done in my life. Thank you for accepting me, and thank you in advance for what you will do in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.